Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
The Apostle Paul wrote these words of Holy Scripture to Christians who resided in the city of Corinth. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. That is found in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. That promise was not made for those living in that city or in the first century church. That promise is valid today. God is the same. He is faithful today in making sure that the temptations of the old devil that He places before us will not be more than we can handle. He will provide for us the way of escape from the traps and the entanglement that leads to sin. King David could have prevented great sorrow in his life and in the life of his family had he followed God's way. Sin hurt the king, and it hurt his family, all because he did not turn away from the temptation that was set before him. On this edition of Moments of Inspiration, we'll take a look at the temptation that was set before King David and learn from his failure to escape the allurement of the fleshly nature. We're always glad to have the opportunity to share the Word of God with those who listen. We plan with every program to help listeners know more about our Lord Jesus and His great message of salvation. May today's program be a source of spiritual blessing to you.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of Your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like You spoke so tenderly. When You talk there, when You walk there, by the sea,
there by the sea,
let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to Gethsemane. Take my hand, take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty of Your love. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee, and let me learn to pray like He did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
no man or woman escapes being tempted to sin. It started with Eve in the Garden of Eden, and the devil continues to do his work of tempting everyone every day. Even Jesus did not escape being tempted. The fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew records the temptations that Jesus experienced while he was fasting in the wilderness. Before Jesus began his public preaching ministry, he was led to be tempted of Satan. And Jesus faced all the common deceptive ways of the old devil. But Satan failed with Jesus. He did not sin. But sadly, all the rest of mankind has fallen short of God's glory. Sin captures our hearts and lives before we know it, we have fallen to temptation. And that is why we are warned often throughout the written word to resist the devil, to be alert. For our adversary, the devil, is like that roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Great advice is given as to how we can overcome temptation, but first, before we get there, we want to witness again the failure of God's great King David, a man after his own heart. And he did not escape from the temptation that was set before him. The biblical record of David, the highly favored king of Israel, tells of a man who was loyal to God. He honored him and courageously stood up for the Lord. It also tells of this man's failure to resist temptation. Well, we don't have all the details given in the Word, but what we have reveals David's sin because he failed to temptation. When King David saw Bathsheba bathing from the palace rooftop, he asked who she was. He was told that she was the wife of Uriah, one of his mighty men, a faithful soldier. Bathsheba's beauty led him to call her to the palace. And David committed the sin of adultery by sleeping with another man's wife. David's sin led to even more. Once the news of Bathsheba being pregnant, he tried to cover up his sin. And when that did not work out, David gave orders for her husband Uriah to be placed in the battle where he would be killed by the enemy. And then David took Bathsheba as his wife. God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David's sins. How tragic this turn of events in David's life. He had been a great hero for Israel. He had won many victories over the enemies of God's people. So many blessings had poured out upon David and upon God's people. But when David fell into temptation and became the adulterer and the murderer, his life turned from being blessed to having great sorrow. The child born to Bathsheba died. As Nathan told David, the sword would never leave his family. Old Testament history bears out the fact that his family disturbances led to such things as rape, incest, murders among his children, and constant conflict between those relatives. So much hurt, so much pain. Sin and death could have been prevented if only David had resisted the devil. And he could have, as we have already shared the truth that God does not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear, and that he will provide a way out of temptation. So David had every opportunity to take the way out. You see, instead of satisfying the lust of his flesh, David should have had the self-control to not break two of God's commands given to Moses on the mountain. David knew the law of God. He knew it was wrong to sleep with Bathsheba. He knew it was a violation of what God had commanded his people. He was not above the law because he was the king. David's plot to have his faithful servant Uriah killed so he could take Bathsheba as a wife and cover up his sin could never be justified in the eyes of the Lord. Jesus teaches us to be alert, to be watchful, and to pray that we will not fall into the traps of Satan. James wrote in his letter to Christians that if we resist the devil, he'll flee from us. The teachings of the New Testament tell us to live by the Spirit so that we will not carry out the deeds of the flesh. To be led by the Spirit of Christ, we must walk in the light of God. Satan will bring as much hurt and harm into our lives as he possibly can, just as he did in David's. Whenever we give the devil an opportunity, he will bring every curse possible upon us. Let the example of King David warn us to abhor what is evil and cling to what is good.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. Is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way, but you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity.
That's the way.
The way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.